I first tuned into Link Wray because of the Cadillac Angels, a Southern California rockabilly band popular in Northern Arizona. This wasn't long after the minor rediscovery of Wray due to his inclusion on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, and about the time I bought my first guitar. Wray's music had all the building blocks for a budding guitar player: power chords, reverb, feedback, and a driving pulse. He was a good counterbalance to the jam band and drum circle crowd looking for transcendence and communal harmony in the forests around Flagstaff. Link Wray's grinding guitar work is a strong undercurrent of American and British rock music, somehow both ubiquitous and unknown. The website linkwray.com calls his music the DNA of rock and roll, and he's been credited with launching more music careers than just about any other. Jerry Garcia, Pete Townsend, Neil Young, Iggy Pop, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page point to him as an inspiration for their own guitar work. After his death in 2005, both Dylan and Springsteen opened their concert sets in tribute to the man whose guitar sound so moved and inspired them. From his band's slow-pitched, guitar-heavy 1958 song Rumble to later faster songs like Barbed Wire, Wray is at once both singular and defining for all who follow. Shawnee from North Carolina, Wray is a good counterbalance to popular conceptions of Native Americans. He's anything but a spiritually minded, flute-playing guru surrounded by a majestic natural tapestry, weighed down by turquoise squash blossoms and bedazzled leggings. He's emblematic of the indigenous roots of American rock and roll, standing with Jesse Ed Davis, Mildred Bailey, and Charlie Patton as early Native American pioneers. Wray not only makes the careers of the pantheon of rock gods possible, he also makes it possible for other Native Americans and First Nations people to make their own contributions as indigenous people. Robbie Robertson, Steve Salas, John Trudell, Buffy St. Marie, Jim Boyd, and Randy Castillo. Wray not only spanned genres and decades, persisting as the original Man in Black despite the changing fashions and trends, he also spanned groups of people and musical styles with just as much ease. He was always resolutely his own individual. In his performances and interviews, he always seems unfazed by time, even glad of the differences surrounding him. In a 1984 interview, his fourth wife, Olive, sits beside him, dressed in a fashionable knit sweater, her long hair frizzed in a perm, and long dangly earrings complement her bright, almost pastel red lipstick. Wray looks his age, but he's still dressed in black leather jacket, opaque sunglasses, white Elvis t-shirt, and long black hair flayed in a ducktail. He seems to have stepped right out of 1958, yet it looks the same in 1977 and 1969, comfortable in who he was. We'll be right back. Ray said he could never pick clean like Chet Atkins, so he had to create his own sound. A filmed interview of him in 1984 shows him repeat that theme, but deny he was a great guitarist, just an average guitar player who looks for sounds, a phrase he repeats a moment later. The synesthetic description strikes me, suggesting a mixing of the visual and the audio as a practice for composition. As the synesthetic composer he was, his sound follows the same pattern. For the main riff to Rumble, dubbed the raunchiest riff in the world, to his more gospel-inflected eponymous album, to the star-studded country-influenced Be Who You Want To, and on into rockabilly collaborations with Robert Gordon, Ray's guitar was both gigantic and lonely. Ray punched holes in his amps, booked moods with tremolo, and relied on off-brand guitars like his flamboyant 1958 Dan Electra Longhorn Darlin' with lipstick pickups. The recording of his 1974 Winterland performance in San Francisco demonstrates the ways Ray could mold sound with just a few building blocks, stretching beyond Rumble to Midnight Lover and Walkin' Bulldog. His cover of It's All Over Now, Baby Blue reimagines the song and, according to Neil Young, can make you forget Bob Dylan's ever existed. It's the sound you can hear in a vast range of rock and roll. The Kinks, Black Sabbath, Joan Jett, Ramones, Misfits, Smithereens, and countless other rock, punk, and metal songs. They're all undeniably linked.
From your streets is drawn.